One night, many years ago in Bethlehem, a baby was born. It wasn't just any ordinary baby, you see, but a very, very special one. This baby was the Son of God. That night, there were shepherds out in a field nearby guarding their sheep, when suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. The light was blinding, and they were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today."
Of glad tidings, good news that came to earth when an angel told a girl named Mary, "Don't be afraid, God has shown you his grace. You will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." When Joseph learned that Mary was pregnant, he could have denounced her publicly or even had her stoned. But an angel brought him good news in a dream. Don't be afraid. The child Mary is carrying from the Holy Spirit. Call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Next came news that Mary and Joseph would need to travel to Bethlehem to be taxed. One night in that small town, crowded with other travelers, Joseph searched for a place for Mary to give birth. And the news came to a crowded inn and an unsuspecting innkeeper.
Bethlehem was busy, strangers filled the town. All my rooms were taken, everyone had settled down. Then Joseph came a-knocking, and I'm famous now, I guess. Here's the lesson that I learned, here's what happened next.
Came to the stable, and the man. on the hills outside of Bethlehem, shepherds were guarding their sheep, when suddenly a message from heaven appeared and said, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." The sky blazed with the light of an angel host as they proclaimed, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace, on whom His favor rests."
Joy, unspeakable joy, music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God, angels are everywhere. Come and adore Him, young Mary, sweet boy, there in the manger asleep.
Because you see, the news that came from heaven that night in the form of a newborn baby is still wonderful news for us today. A Savior has been born. We are not left without a way to be redeemed from our sins. Hope has come.
Thank you.
Scripture says that the miracle that took place in Bethlehem had been in the mind and heart of God from the foundation of the world. He knew every moment of the way he would rescue and reconcile us to himself. As the plan unfolded, it was love, grace, and glory that made the night unforgettable.
story of the birth of Jesus is for everyone. It isn't a relic of the past. It isn't just for a certain nation or creed or social status. We're all invited into it. We're asked to respond to the words of the angel. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy.
In Bethlehem, a baby falls asleep upon a bed of straw. A miracle unnoticed, yet shepherds come to worship him in awe. Cradled by the splendor of a new star in the sky, with angels bending near the earth to sing a lullaby.
Emmanuel. Luke 2, 17 through 20 says that when the shepherds had seen Jesus, they glorified and praised God. They spread the word, and all who heard it were amazed. After 2,000 years, it's still the same. When we hear the good news and our lives changed by it, we go out to tell others. We carry it with us wherever we go. Salvation has come. Now, heaven isn't just a place far away. Because of Christmas, heaven is destined to be home for us one day. That is the news that we love to share.
Don't worry, I'm not giving a whole message. We've just got another half hour to go. We're good. I know Nola's going to actually say how good the choir was. Yeah, okay, we were. But we're only that good because of our director. So She has put a lot of time into choosing this, a lot of time in working with us, a lot of time in scolding us, a lot of time in loving us. Her and Sheila both, and Sheila had to fill in for a few times. I just want to say thank you to the choir, thank you to Sheila, thank you to Nola for all your hard work. It's been a joy. So now you can sit down. I love the cantata that we just did. Been a long time since I've been in a cantata. So I was ecstatic when they said they were going to be doing this. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, when we come here this time of year and remember why Jesus came, it was more than just the birth. We remember what he did when he walked the earth, his ministry, the way he touched people, the way he loved them, the way he healed them. And it's also about his dying on the cross for us. Because without that, there's no sense in celebrating the birth. And the fact that he rose from the dead to give us our living Lord, our living Savior. And the promise that one day he is going to return. And one day we are going to live forever with him. Evilness will be conquered. And that's the joy of the good news from heaven, our home that is coming. So again, I just want to thank you again to the choir, for everybody. And I said I wasn't going to preach, so that's where we'll stop.
Would you stand with us, please? We're going to end this morning by just singing two verses of Silent Night. God, we thank you so much for that good news that you sent from heaven so long ago when you sent Jesus to this earth. Father, what a precious gift, the best gift ever. And we thank you so much for it. Lord, I ask that you would be with us as we leave this place this morning. I pray a blessing upon each person who is here this morning. Draw us close to you, Father. Help us to truly celebrate the reason for this season, and that is Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we love you, and we give you praise. Happy birthday, Jesus. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you please remain standing for the postlude? Thank you. you a Merry Christmas.
Now you can move.